Freedom was always the point. It just got buried somewhere along the way, buried under deadlines and deliverables, buried under expectations that weren't ours but felt too heavy to put down, buried under the constant noise telling us that life was something we had to earn by exhausting ourselves first. But before the slogans, before the branding, before the grind, there was a quieter truth. We were meant to live, fully, softly, fiercely, without having to prove our right to exist through performance, without having to sacrifice our days on altars built by people who never planned to carry the weight with us. Freedom isn't a bonus you unlock after years of grinding yourself down. It's the baseline. It's the starting point we should have been handed, but had to fight to remember. And reclaiming it doesn't come from burning out louder. It comes from slowing down enough to hear the voice that never stopped whispering beneath the noise. You're allowed to live differently. Freedom is time, time to move slowly, to savor, to build carefully instead of constantly. It's time to sit with your own thoughts without panic, time to heal without apology, time to make choices based on what matters to you, not what looks impressive from a distance. Freedom is presence, being where you are, not always calculating where you need to be next, feeling the weight of your own breath, hearing your own heartbeat over the hum of urgency, showing up for the people you love not out of obligation, but because you have the capacity to be there fully. Freedom is choice, real choice, not the false options grind culture hands you, work more or be forgotten, hustle harder or be irrelevant, but the deeper choice to define success on your own terms, to move at your own pace, to measure your life by how it feels, not how it's perceived. And it's messy sometimes. Freedom isn't a polished Instagram reel. It's not curated, it's not clean. It looks like saying no when everyone else is saying yes. It looks like resting when the world rewards running. It looks like missing out on the noise to tap back into your own signal. It looks like building days you don't feel the need to escape from. It looks like working because you choose to, not because you're scared not to. It looks like loving without agenda. It looks like creating without a 5-year monetization plan. It looks like enoughness that doesn't need an audience. Freedom costs something too. It costs approval. It costs acceptance in circles that still worship the grind. It costs the illusion of being seen as ambitious by a world that measures ambition in broken backs and hollow eyes. You lose a certain kind of applause, but what you gain is louder. What you gain fills the room when you sit in your own life without regret. Because once you taste real freedom, not the marketed version, but the bone-deep, slow-breath kind, you don't crave the grind anymore. You don't crave the image. You don't crave the grind awards hung on tired shoulders. You crave space. You crave peace. You crave real, messy, sacred living. And you realize the dream you were chasing wasn't wrong. It was just rerooted. The desire for more time, more choice, more wholeness, that was real. It just got hijacked, sold back to you in pieces wrapped in exhaustion. But now you see it for what it is. Now you know better. Now you get to move differently. You get to reclaim it, piece by piece, breath by breath. You get to build a life that doesn't eat you alive to sustain itself. You get to stop apologizing for moving slower. You get to stop explaining why you chose to save yourself instead of sacrificing yourself for someone else's system. Because at the end of the day, freedom was never about making it. Freedom was never about proving anything. Freedom was the whole point all along. And now you're finally living like you know it. The beauty of walking away from the grind myth is that you start noticing things you used to miss. The way sunlight looks different when you're not rushing through it. The way conversations feel when you're not half listening with a to-do list in the back of your mind. The way your own voice sounds when it's not pitched to sell, convince, or perform. You start remembering small joys, the ones you used to step over in your hurry to somewhere else. You start redefining wealth, not in dollars or accolades, but in hours owned, in choices protected, in mornings started without dread. You stop asking, how fast can I get there? And start asking, how full can I be while I'm here? And with every small reclamation, the lie loses power. The system you once felt trapped inside shrinks. It doesn't disappear overnight. It still hums around you. It still tries to lure you back in with promises of significance, if only you'll hustle harder. But now you recognize it. You see it for what it is, noise. And you know how to tune it out. You know that every moment spent resting without guilt is a declaration. Every project done slowly and deliberately is a revolution. Every day, lived fully and freely, is an act of quiet rebellion against a world that tried to convince you your value could be measured by exhaustion. And what's wild is, you don't have to change the whole world to win. You just have to change your own world. The way you move, the way you measure, the way you protect what matters. You start building new rhythms, work that honors your mind instead of draining it, creativity that isn't squeezed for clicks, connections that don't require you to pretend you're busier, bigger, or better than you are. You start building your life like a garden instead of a racetrack. Seasons, soil, slow, stubborn growth that doesn't beg for outside applause to feel legitimate. Roots deeper than optics, blooming even when nobody's watching. And the people still trapped in the grind, you see them differently too. Not with judgment, not with smugness, but with tenderness. Because you remember what it felt like to believe the myth. You remember what it cost. You remember what it took to walk away. And you know the door is still open for anyone ready to walk through it. You become a living invitation, not to hustle harder, not to scale faster, but to breathe deeper, to live freer, to choose a life that doesn't extract everything beautiful from you just to hand you a trophy you're too tired to lift. And that's the legacy. Not just what you build, not just what you earn, but what you protect, what you refuse to sacrifice, what you quietly hand down to everyone who comes after you. Freedom was always the point. It still is. It always will be. And now you're living like you never forgot it. This is The Undercurrent, a story beneath the surface from The Truth Project, powered by M3 Media Studio.